when people were sharpening razors on the leather thing, what they call
They, some people had a strap, and then some of them had a stone, some kind of little block about like that, and they'd sharpen a razor on that.
What kind of group?
It was, they'd call it honing them.
Honing?
Hone a razor to sharpen it.
And did they ever call anything else?
Huh?
Did they ever call anything else for sharpening equipment?
Not that I know of.
Something's squeaking, what does it do to it? A piece of equipment?
What?
If a piece of equipment is squeaking, how could they make it stop squeaking?
Oil it. Anything screeching. Yes, oil it.
Grease
is thick and don't run, you see, and oil runs. Flows, or whatever you want to call it.
If you got that all over your hands, your hands would be...
Well, I don't know how you get it off. If you get black grease on your hands, you'd take some other kind of grease and rub on it to rub it off. What did the way
wear? What would a woman wear over her dress if she were in the kitchen to keep from getting
They wore, well, of course, ever since I could remember, wore sweaters, and then they wore coats.
Mm-hmm. But what would someone wear to keep from getting
underwear clothes?
No, over their clothes.
Aprons, I think that's what you...
Yeah. Well, what about men when they were working? Did they ever wear...
A blacksmith wore an apron, but the other men on the farms, they never did wear any aprons.
Uh-huh.
They just had they wear clothes.
Did they ever wear the kind of clothes that...
Well, their overalls had straps and things going across them.
Yeah, they covered.
Yeah. They have what they call the Sunday clothes and the everyday clothes.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call.
And they're generally the Sunday clothes would be nicer.
Yeah, they would be nicer and fixed up more than the everyday clothes.
If you wanted to say something looked nice, what word would you use for a dress?
Yes, I'd say, well, that looked very becoming to you, I reckon you'd say. It looked nice.
Oh.